Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as most of the nation gets ready for another growing season right in the midst of this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the National Agricultural Aviation Association is asking all unmanned aircraft system operators out there to please be extra mindful this spring of low-flying manned agricultural aircraft. In fact, the association's chief executive officer, Andrew Moore, says that aerial applicators are inputting nutrients, seeds, and crop protection products to crops that will become consumers' food and fiber supply, and we can't afford even a small disruption, he says, in the nation's food supply chain during this very critical time. Now, keep in mind that our agricultural aviators out there, both near and far, still perform applications on 28% of our nation's cropland. Agricultural aviators fly as low as 10 feet off the ground, meaning they do share airspace with UAVs that are limited to flying no more than 400 feet above ground level. And for this reason, the National Agricultural Aviation Association is asking UAV operators to do everything they can to avoid ag aircraft doing important and low-level work. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.